We are going to continue the hour by talking about an exciting new initiative out of the Orange County Visitors Bureau presenting this conversation. It's called Chapel Hill Diversity, which was created as a tool and a resource to promote and support and connect BIPOC-owned businesses in Orange County. BIPOC is Black, Indigenous, and People of Color, a whole bunch of them here in our community. And you can head to the new website, chapelhilldiversity.com, to get more information about the initiative, as well as a long list of all of the minority-owned businesses in our community. We're joined now by three business owners, all of whom represent businesses that we know and love here at the studio, and you know and love, I'm sure, out there in Chapel Hill and Carrboro. From left to right on your radio dial, we've got Omar Castro, who is with Breadman's. Omar, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Good morning. Happy to be here.
We've got Spring Council, who is with Mama Dips and is also on the Chapel Hill Diversity Committee. Spring, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you for having me. Good morning.
And last but not least, Al Bowers from Al's Burger Shack. Good morning. How are
Good
you?
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
So, Spring, let me start with you. Since you're on the committee, tell us about the Chapel Hill and Diversity Initiative in general, the history of it, how it came about.
Well, they did a research about Chapel Hill, how people were feeling about Chapel Hill, and they found out that folks felt like it was, pretty much too white environment, and not a lot of minority business was being recognized. And so the Visitor decided to put together this diversity program to recognize and let people know about the diversity in Chapel Hill and the businesses, to support the businesses that way.
I know one of the things we were talking about before we started is, especially like during the pandemic, the last couple of years just really underscored the challenges that all businesses have, but minority-owned businesses in particular, right?
Yes, they did. Big challenges. One advantage we had is at Mama Dips, we had the resources. And a lot of times the business need to make sure they connect to the chamber to make sure they get the resources they need. And so that was one of the challenges that the minority-owned businesses had for folks that I spoke with, asking about the PPP loans and the restaurant revitalization funds and things of that nature.
What has the initiative done so far?
It's pretty much just getting started, and that's why we're doing this now, promoting the website. So when people come to the Chapel Hill Orange Visitor Bureau site, they can also know that Chapel Hill has a diverse community, mm-hmm. and can find information out about those businesses.
Again, chapelhilldiversity.com is the website. You can go there and find out more about the initiative, but then you can click on that one page that has the list of minority-owned businesses, and it's a long list, and it's a really great resource, because I don't think anything like that existed before, right? Not that I knew of.
This is the first time in Chapel Hill that we pretty much listed all the businesses, and what makes it special, they also list the political folks who and also it makes sure that when people come to the site that they can go to whatever particular resources they need. They need to go to a barber or go to get a great meal, or if they need to, need an architect, they can pretty much find a minority owner, a diverse business person on that site.
Yeah, fitness companies, nonprofits, yes. the list just goes on and on. We're speaking with Spring Council. We've also got Omar Castro from Breadman's, Al Bowers from Al's Burger Shack here in the studio as well. And Mama Dips and Breadman's are, I guess, no longer just down the road from each other since Breadman's moved a couple of years ago, but longtime neighbors. And both of those restaurants have been around in our community for going on 50 years now. So what is it like to be such an established members of the community? Omar?
The whole town, all of the locals, they've always been great to us. I'm just happy that we can continue the tradition. As you all know, I took over from Roy and Bill a couple years ago, so I'm just happy that I got the opportunity and we can still keep on, helping the locals and be part of Chapel Hill.
What's the best part about running a restaurant?
It's never boring. Yeah. There's always something happening, something going on.
What's the biggest challenge?
I would say right now probably staffing, keeping enough staff or finding new staff, or just the challenges that come with all of that, both front of the house, back of the house. There's just a lot of competition out there, It's hard to get help, so.
Spring, how about you? Best part about running Mama Dips?
Pretty much it's been the community.
Yeah.
We worked in the restaurant business since 1976, and we worked pretty much 7 days a week starting off. And so the customer come into our restaurant like friends. So we pretty much met great folks and had a relationship with people through the restaurant. So that was my favorite part, is the customers and get to know the customers.
You feel a sense of like responsibility. Like Mama Dips is such an iconic place and such a part of the history of Chapel Hill to keep it going and to keep making it bigger and better.
Yeah, we pretty much just try to stick with what Mom had taught us, mm-hmm. in the sense that even during these tough times with COVID and everything, you know, we had a recession back in the 80s, pretty much going through the same thing. And she didn't complain about it. She just pretty much pushed forward, make changes that we need to make to survive. And that's pretty much what we did. It just went along with the program. Whatever came up, we adjusted to that to make sure we're still here.
Mama Dips and Breadman's have been around for almost 50 years, so Al's Burger Shack is the new kid on this block, but you're going on 10 years too, right, Al?
Yeah, we just celebrated 9, September 18th, which is National Cheeseburger Day.
Nice.
So yeah, 9 years.
That was a good day to open.
Unfortunately, this year was on a Sunday. We're closed on Sundays,
right.
But we were still working. We did a catering event that day.
So. Nice. Nice. Does it feel like 9 years, 10 years?
No.
It feels like a blink of an eye. I remember, what was it? The chocolate door was there before you.
The chocolate door was there.
I still remember that. And then Al's was like, there's a really cool thing that opened.
Yeah, I mean, and my wife and I and our daughters would go to IP3 and have dinner, like a Tuesday special they used to do. And then my youngest daughter and I would walk next door and get some chocolate.
Nice.
So yeah, I remember it well.
Best part about running Al's?
I would say just the community love that we've experienced since we opened.
Mm-hmm.
Watching the staff grow as adults, as parents, buying houses, buying cars, moving out of their parents' house, stuff like that. I mean, that you never get enough of that.
Yeah. How much has or how much do you think the diversity initiative will help you down the road?
The exposure, I mean, can never, mm-hmm. Say no to that. But I'd look at it more as having been established a little bit. I look for more of a leadership role on the, with the program.
Mm-hmm.
And, so I'm very excited about, lending a hand.
Yeah.
Seeing what I can do to help.
What is your role going to be?
Whatever she tells me.
Yeah, that makes sense. Speaking with Al Bauer, Spring Council, Omar Castro, Al's Burger Shop, Mama Dips, and Breadman's, respectively, talking about the Chapel Hill Diversity Initiative, which, again, is an initiative of the Orange County Visitors Bureau. ChapelHillDiversity.com is the website. You can go there and find out more. And if people have a business or know of a business that should be added to the list, they can do that too, right?
They can go on the website, and there's a form they can fill out to add that business to the list.
Anything else that folks should know about this initiative or what's going to be coming from it down the road?
Well, I think the most thing is pretty much making sure that we promote it well so people know about it. So we're looking at different ways to do that. They're doing a great job at promoting the website, and they really want to get the information out to the community so they can support the minority business in the community.
We've got to start wrapping up this conversation, but as we do, we've got three of the best restaurants in town represented here. So I have to ask all of you, most popular item on your respective menus, and what is your personal favorite item on your respective menus?
I would say at the Shack, it's the classic burger.
Right. That's my go-to.
My favorite is, right now, it's the Sean burger, but I substitute American cheese for cheddar, and then I add ketchup.
You just substitute, and you just put American cheese on it and stick that on the menu, right?
No.
Omar, what about Breadman's?
You never can go wrong with breakfast.
Right.
I think, any other breakfast items are really good. My personal favorite would probably be the corned beef hash.
Mm-hmm.
So,
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Spring, final word?
Well, Mama Dip's favorite is for customers the fried chicken.
Right.
And my favorite would be the chicken dumplings, and I like to sprinkle a little extra black pepper on it. So
I like
it. My favorite.
Well, I used to love it when your mom would put the gravy on the fried chicken.
Mm-hmm, yeah. Oh. Chicken and gravy.
Oh,
chicken and gravy.
Yeah, we're still doing that.
Oh, yeah.
Again, ChapelHillDiversity.com is the website. Go there, find out more. Click on the page that has the big list of all of the minority-owned businesses, many of the minority-owned businesses in our community, still adding to it. But great, great resource for folks looking to get out in the community and support great businesses. Spring Council, Al Bowers, Omar Castro, thank you all so much for being with us today.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.